From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Talks to avert a military clash on the Korean Peninsula have adjourned until later in the day Sunday. North and South Korean officials met into the early hours of Sunday in an urgent bid to avert war on the peninsula. A South Korean government spokesman said that after 10 hours of talks, they would adjourn and resume at 6 hours UTC on Sunday. The high-level meeting began Saturday at the Panmunjom Truce Village, despite a deadline set by Pyongyang, which had threatened military action unless Seoul removed propaganda broadcasts that it had set up along the border and was using loudspeakers to broadcast. The deadline passed without incident and without the loudspeakers being removed. Even without concrete results, that is, analysts say the marathon session has delayed any further military activity and given the two countries added time to look for a peaceful end to the crisis. 12 people were killed when a car bomb exploded outside a hospital in the Afghan capital Kabul. Ayaz Ghul has details.
Kabul Police Chief General Abdul Rahman Rahimi told reporters that the attackers set off the blast near a private hospital where large numbers of civilians were gathered. The police chief said most of those killed were locals, while 4 foreigners were also killed or wounded. The International Military Mission, in a later statement, confirmed that 3 American civilian contractors were killed as a result of a vehicle-borne improvised explosive device attack on their convoy in Kabul. The powerful explosion destroyed more than a dozen vehicles and damaged nearby homes and businesses in Kabul's Mekro Rayan neighborhood.
Correspondent Ayaz Ghul. This is VOA News.